Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. We have been talking all week about Christ's sufficiency, and we've been noticing, by contrast to the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the insufficiency of ourselves, because there's none of us righteous, no, not one. That's God's verdict, and we can't argue with God's verdict. Although a lot of people would try to do that because they get all absorbed in religion and good works and everything. Now, there's not a thing wrong with good works. It's only if you're trying to impress God with them and gain acceptance before God by your good works, then that's the problem. Well, we've seen this week that a sinner's peace cannot come from himself or by thinking about his own good deeds or religious feelings or from the improvements he's made to himself. The peace for our conscience comes from God alone, in Christ alone. And it's in knowing and trusting the character of God that we find this peace. God has written a book about himself, isn't that good? Yeah. And for the purpose, the sole purpose of demonstrating his glory, that's why he's written it. And he's revealed himself in this book through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the way that we find peace is through the Lord Jesus Christ and coming to rest and to park. Yeah, park with confidence in the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord to us is this: acquaint thyself now with him and be at peace. Job 22:21. How do we acquaint ourselves with him? Well, look, here's the answer. It's in the Bible. Read the scriptures. What a novel thought for a believer. Look, the Holy Spirit is going to help you as you read the Bible to understand about God. You're going to see that he's gracious and has demonstrated this grace to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And look, if the Bible had told us that God doesn't care one fig about our condition, we would have great cause for panic and alarm and despair. It would be a devastating and shattering truth to discover that God was against us. But listen to me, believer, you've trusted in Christ alone as your Savior. So why are you in such a bad mood today? Why are you so despondent? Why do you live in the dread of God, thinking that God is going to at any moment reach out of heaven and hit you over the head? Say, take that! No! You're living as though the Bible said that God is hate and not love. You seem to believe the very opposite of what God teaches us in the Bible concerning Christ. I urge you, turn your eyes to Calvary, to the cross. There's no threats issued against you, my dear friend. No threats from Calvary. No threats from the Lamb of God. He is perfect and sinless. And it's in knowing and trusting the character of God that we find this peace. But listen to me, believer, look to him and you will live. And that is the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.